Everybody wants to fall off the wagon. Everybody wants to fall. Everybody wants to fall off the wagon. Everybody wants to call a slip, blip, a lapse of judgment, the relapse laugh with me. Well, I drink milk with peanut butter judgment. Everybody laugh at me. But everybody likes to fall off the wagon. Everybody likes to fall off the wagon. Welcome to Solitary Confinement in the Digital Age. It's your host. Seems like it's been a while since I've made an episode. I'm sure I have a lot of explaining to do. And I shall commence an explanation of perhaps a secondary, a meta-explanation of it's hard to know where to begin when you want to explain what to begin. What do you focus on to begin? Where would you begin? Some people would say you would begin at the beginning, but what if you don't know where the beginning begins? So welcome back to Solitary Confinement in the Digital Age. Did it all begin in solitary confinement in the pre-digital age, or did it begin when the universe was created, or even before that? Where do we begin? We begin here. Here were the aqueducts. Oh, I can't remember. Sorry. The higher sound becomes, the more refined the sound becomes. Every action has its equal and apposite reaction. Apposite. What is the difference between opposite and apposite? Well, let's just say what might apposite mean? Apposite.
You can't see him jumping up.
Just gonna listen. Let us look at the word apposite. It's been a while since I've opened this dictionary, and already the podcast is having a benefit because this dictionary is this is my Bible. I just realized it. This is my most holy book. It's an I Ching. Yeah. We all have our own I Chings, as they say. Welcome to an edition of Solitary Confinement in the Digital Age. I was threatening you that I'm about to bring out the ukulele, but apposite. APP. Oh, I love this dictionary. Oh, you find words when you don't want. So I'm looking for apposite. I'm sure I'll find something else before that. APPO, what's that? An appoggiatura. An embellishing note or tone preceding an essential melodic note or tone, and usually written as a note of similar size. In a way, I know exactly what that means. In a way, I don't understand it at all. Apposite. Highly pertinent. Highly pertinent or appropriate. Apposite, that's what it means? Jeez, Man, I've been living in ignorance. See, I pose to place in juxtaposition or proximity. This is what I thought opposite meant. I thought it meant to oppose, but it doesn't. Huh. Of course, everyone uses it as such, unless oppose, which is archaic, to put before, apply one thing to another, to place in juxtaposition or proximity. That's what oppose means, but opposite, according here, just means highly pertinent or appropriate or relevant. Well, then what would an apposition be? An apposition is a grammatical construction in which two typically adjacent nouns referring to the same person or thing stand in the same syntactical relation to the rest of a sentence. The example here is, as the poet and Burns. Oh, so just to refer, if you use the word the poet or whatever, if you didn't like somebody, you would say the D-bag, so-and-so. So two typically adjacent nouns referring to the same person or things stand in the same syntactical relation to the rest of the sentence. Right, because obviously, right. So the poet, yeah, right. The poet and Burns, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I hope. So the relation of one such a pair of nouns or noun equivalents to an actor instance of opposing, now opposing, the deposition of successive layers upon those already present, as in cell walls, the state of being opposed. Wow. Apposition. So that's when you say, even like if you were to say, like to refer to Washington, D.C. as the White House, as the government of the United States, saying the White House said, announced today, that would be an apposition. The White House said, but if you said the White House spokesperson said, that would not be something. And the White House spokesperson would never be opposed as the White House. However, not the person, but the message. Not the medium, but the message. Oh. Well, solitary confinement in the digital age. Wellspring of determination. Apperception means two things, introspective self-consciousness, or two, the process of understanding something perceived in terms of previous experience. And rather than seeing it as it is, you'd see it in terms of something that only applies to you or something that you've lived once before. Once bitten, twice shy. It's basically the once bitten, twice shy kind of. I did a little writing this morning. I have been creative this morning. I think I might have my license still. I think I made a clerical error. Oops, did I say that aloud? I think I may have just been speaking to myself. Everybody loves to fall off stuff. That's a good start for a short story. That's a great start for a short story. I'm going to run that by one of my, in live in real time, my anonymous, he's kind of like my Virgil, if I was Dante, or my Borges, if I was a donkey. I guess he's my Borges. I guess you're my Borges. You're the Borges. Your donkey. Hi. Now here's this. Anyway, my Borges. You're the Borges to donkey I ass that I am. Ass that I am. Ask. Jeez. Oh, well. Jeez. Oh, well. Oh, well. Seems like me. How's this for the first? I believe I have my license. I believe I still have my. I believe I. How's this for the first line of a short story? First line of a short story. Seems they've made a clerical error. So I'm just put this out there. Hank the Gatorfocalator. Hey, the Gatorfocalator. Wow. May the 5th, huh? Wow. What a great string of days. May 5, wow. Great string. My dad. May 3rd. My great friend. A great pal. May 4. Leia. May 5. Nice. Good day. Dad. I wonder if there's anyone on May 6. I wonder if anyone people want Hankatorficulation. Hankatorficulation. Gatorficulator. They call me the Gatorficulator. Oops. Oh, I'm still alive. That's right. I'm not used to doing podcasts. I'm not used to being present for a podcast. Well, I just want to, I'm going to add some music because that's, I was thinking of the song I wanted to hear. I was whistling it this morning. I was whistling it actually at the beginning of this podcast. And that was, definitely not one of my favorite Ragu songs. But for some reason, I was thinking of it today. Let's go. Where's Blue Girl?
It starts with the hands, and the hands go first. The hands that held the baby.
That's not it. This is it. This is it. Nice, yeah. Gotta find someone to unhold it. No, that's not. Why is this Blue Girl? That's what I want to hear. So play.
Girl. Spills in. In piles, after piles, after words, came stories, after stories came lies, after lies, came prayers, after prayers came curses, all the people's father's blessing she kept, and yes, is it, is this it behind me?
Girl. Brad knew what he was dreaming of came at the end of March.
drowned. She settles him down. She chokes him in. Mars long server, though she pays them well, she sits out with the monks. When it's cold as hell, she teaches them the use of weapons in her own hands. With language, get behind, get behind.
Great streak that would be.
The stained glass goes through all the colors.
The hungry eyes go through the channels.
Solitary confinement in the digital age. I come in and out of remembering.
Look at the endless bloody loose rebellion. Just one enemy.
I guess we're just listening to Ragu here. Writing some real estate.
It's something right between
the bread news industry has handed to us. 2360 compilers of the real estate element name box brownies and the Tech 500. The Tech 500 is essentially Forbes 500 of real
estate. Wind blows
fears, the
windows
Forbes 500 of real estate. Globally regarded independent.
And
slip not a list for you.
And now our guests all lie awake and wonder if that is the sound of thunder. When lightning strikes, the finger writes what letter on the ground.
International
I'm holy.
performed slash under real estate typically internationally inspected and regarded. Annual.
Fear above high through a room in flames. Unholy.
Yeah, you don't know me.
Unholy.
Unholy.
Midnight lands a final strike, the thinnest slice, the meanest night. Night spike holds up the globe and spins it from inside. It draws a map, it's drawn since the beginning, act by act and being by being. A war killer in your mind keeps winning, why it doesn't try. Unholy. Unholy.
Arabic
takes care of the red and the purple.
I do need some Arabic.
The old lady climbs.
I do need one paragraph. I have to give him a test. I would first have to give him a test. I could give him. Could I give him?
I could give him. I could PayPal him 20 K.
Oh, now this song is called Devil on the Rails. It is my least favorite Red Goose song. It's about suicide. It does have the word trestle in it, which is one of my favorite words.
But so what? Here's the section I was just writing in.
Here's the section. But so what? Here's the section.
Here come the devil on the rail. Here I go. Here come the devil on the rail. Here I go. Big light bearing down, crush my bones. Here come a devil on the rails, and here I go. Here come a trestle and a fall. Here I go.
Oh.
Here come a trestle and
well,
a fall. Here I go. Rising up, crush my bones. Here come the trestle and the fall, and here I go.
It's a lot.
Here come the current and the foam. Here I go. Here come the current and the foam. And here I go, with a big rock, rising up, crush my bones. Here come the current of the foam, and here I go. Here come the ocean and the waves. Here I go. Here come the ocean waves. Here I go. Big swell. Rising up.
I could ask my mom also.
Brush my bones. Here come the ocean and the wave. And here I. Here come the tussle and the fall. And here I. Here come the trap.
Actually,
the fall. And here I. Here come the devil on the rim. And here I go.
Lying. Did they lie like Syrians?
Oh, you haven't watched it.
I hope they didn't lie. Yeah, I'll take it. I'm just gonna call her. I'm calling her right now. I'm calling her right now. She would love this. How do you know the guy? How do you feel the guy? She would definitely know. She would definitely
know. She would definitely know. Your cell phone. Last call of no. All this green and blue. Nothing left to do. Look alive. I see my love, she had one last leg, and a lightning bolt for the other.
It's difficult to make the listener
feel in a bottle. Ashes in a bed.
Awesome.
All this green and blue.
Just say it.
Nothing left to do. Look alive. Nothing left to do. Look alive. Have you seen my love?
Okay. Oh, look at that. This has been a very forgotten. Nope, now it's been. I'm glad. Did a podcast, it's a half an hour. Having a great conversation. About to call my mom and have a verbal conversation. It's about time, I'll do that right now. And I'm gonna stop recording and maybe I should just fade out to my. Hey, at least I'll just stop it. Yeah. Fade out, stop it. Okay.
Less than a minute to go. I'm gonna phone the mother up.
I'm calling her now. I'm just gonna get her.
Friend is.
You might want to call us. Alhamdulillah.